Athabasca. The Athabasca man guilty of hoarding over 10,000 photos and videos of child pornography will go to jail for 3 years, with the judge calling it one of the saddest and ugliest demonstrations of child pornography he's ever seen. In Athabasca Provincial Court November 22, Judge Clifton Purvis took almost an hour to consider the defense and Crown arguments for sentence before sending 45-year-old Michael Courtpat to jail for 3 years. Courtpat had pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of possession of child pornography June 28, after he was originally charged with distribution of child pornography. If it's not the saddest and ugliest demonstration of child pornography, it is certainly close to, said the judge before handing down the sentence. He noted the early guilty plea and accepted it as an indication of remorse and a desire to be held accountable, but denounced the suggestion that depression or mental health issues might reduce morale culpability. In addition to the jail time, Courtpat must submit to a DNA test, will be on the National Sex Offender Registry for 20 years, cannot attend a school or have employment, either paid or unpaid, involving access to, or supervision of anyone under the age of 16. Meanwhile, any contact or communication with anyone under 16 years old must have signed consent from the parent or guardian, who must also be present the entire time, and he may not use public internet, cannot password protect his devices, cannot install any encryption software on any device he owns, and all internet he accesses must be in his name or his employer's. Judge Purvis added the aggravating factors were the size of the collection, the age of the victims, the extreme violence and graphic nature of the collection, the length of time spent collecting, and the discovery of messages on devices owned by Courtpat indicating a desire to trade and share the pornography. And while Courtpat did take a moment to tell the court he was remorseful and wanted help, Judge Purvis was not satisfied he understood the harm caused by child pornography, that even though he himself did not create any, he helped create the market for it, which led to others sexually abusing and exploiting children. Courtpat was one of 26 men across Alberta arrested between June 20 and September 17, 2020, by the Internet Child Exploitation Unit, ICE, a division under the Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team, ALERT. Sentencing arguments. Crown Prosecutor Danielle Fosti went over the finer points of the case, reiterating that when Courtpat was arrested he immediately confessed to Athabasca RCMP that he was in possession of the pornography and even stated he had been collecting it since 2005, 10 years earlier than the investigation initially showed. Each and every image and video involved the sexual abuse of a child, she said. She noted forensics on 12 of 16 devices taken into custody during the raid on Courtpat's residence recovered 8,284 images and 3,346 videos of various lengths, and the material was organized in a way it wouldn't be lost, saying it was backed up across multiple devices. Mr. Courtpat put a lot of effort into his collection, said Fosti. She added, the level of depravity and violence depicted, showing children ranging from infant to approximately 12 years old being sexually abused by other children and adults, was considered quite disturbing by prosecutors. However, Fosti did say there was no evidence Courtpat sought to act on his desires outside of watching the videos and viewing the photos, but he did actively seek and offer to trade photos and videos. Defense lawyer Andrew Zabak noted Courtpat is in a long-term, heterosexual relationship, had previously been married to a woman, and has one son, pointing out the possession of same-sex child pornography was counterintuitive to how Courtpat lived. He has family in the Athabasca area and near Drayton Valley, and character witnesses described him as loving, caring, a good role model and father, but he also has deep depression and extreme hoarding behavior. Courtpat has a grade 11 education and no trades tickets, was employed, but was laid off due to the pandemic, as is currently receiving employment insurance benefits and applying for AISH, assured income for the severely handicapped, Zabak said. He added Courtpat never created any of the content, and there was such an abundance there was no way Courtpat would have actually had time to view it all. He further stated Courtpat was aware he needed to seek therapy and be monitored by the courts as to the success of the therapy, and agreed to all conditions imposed surrounding accessing devices and the internet. Zabak asked for the sentence be carried out with house arrest, allowing Courtpat to live with his ailing mother, excluding appointments for court, medical treatment and counseling, and to allow 4 to 5 hours per week for personal shopping, but Fosti noted, specifically in cases involving child pornography, House arrest is not a deterrence and pushed for incarceration in an institution. Countering the statement though, Zabak noted one of the reasons for punishment is deterrence and said Courtpat is afraid to go out in public, and considering his notoriety in the community, as well as being known by local RCMP, it should be enough of a deterrent. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca